The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
When I spoke before the walking period, I suggested shifting the attention to the way the body is responding to emotions. There are two aspects of the way we experience emotions. One is mentally, we have stories about what's happened. Usually we've either lost something that we really treasured, or we've gained something that we really want, or we haven't gained it yet and we're really wanting it. So this desire or aversion can give rise to many different kinds of emotions, and we spend a good deal of our days telling stories or reviewing stories about how we've either gained or lost. And a lot of the stories are about how can we rewrite history. And there's a very strong tendency to stay with the story and not feel the feelings. So when we come to meditate and sit down or whatever posture we're meditating in, and we settle down, all of those emotions settle down with us. They're there. And it's a wonderful opportunity to practice with them. There's a strong tendency to push them aside, try to suppress emotions when we're meditating so that we can meditate. But the physical feelings can be the object of the meditation. Just the way teachers often say, well, if a physical sensation arises that predominates, make that the focus of your meditation. And we can do that with the physical feeling of our emotions. And when we bring this accepting attention to the emotion, we grow in love and understanding, because acceptance is, it's letting go, it's loving kindness. It's the seed for some of the most wholesome mind states that are possible for us. And we gain understanding because we're learning how our minds and our hearts work. When we turn our attention to the physical sensations of an emotion, we don't lose the story. Very seldom do we. We know what's going on. It's very present. We're just focusing, like a camera, on the physical aspect of it. And we can breathe through those feelings, even if they're painful. You know, the body responds in many different ways. For some of us, there's a burning or a tension, or maybe even sometimes a sense of numbness. But as we do this, we begin to see the cause of this thing that the body is going through. And I think most of the time, that can be labeled suffering or dukkha. And again, that cause is either desire or aversion. And both of them together are called clinging. Desire and aversion are also both hindrances. They're two of the five things that hinder us from being at peace and happy. At peace in our meditation and happy in our lives. When we're able to see that, to be with the physical emotion and see not just the event that caused it, but also where we're clinging, why we're trying to rewrite history, why we don't like what's happened, or so badly want something else to happen. Then we develop the ability to let go. There's a way that we relax with that accepting awareness going on. There's a relaxation and openness that begins to happen. And that's letting go. That's the process of letting go. It's not necessarily a dramatic boom, but an ah. And again, there's that acceptance, and we're able to be present, fully present, with the truth of the moment and see it clearly with a tranquil mind. And for those of you who've read the suttas, this may sound familiar because it's very often said to be where this path leads. That's what we're working toward, to be able to see the truth clearly with a tranquil mind. So when we do this in meditation, we develop all of these capacities, one of which is equanimity. And then the bell rings, and we go back to the events of our lives, and that equanimity starts to take hits, and it fades. But each time we have this tranquility or the equanimous ability to see things as they are, then our capacity for it grows. We're cultivating one of the four divine abodes. It's an active cultivation of this ability to hold the truth with serenity. And we're also learning the route to it. I've recently described our minds as a wilderness. And when we practice, we are learning the geography of this wilderness. And what happens as we practice regularly, we learn where the undergrowth is just too thick to get through. And we start to develop these paths. We're able more and more easily to get back to equanimity, as well as the other divine abodes of loving kindness, compassion, and sympathetic joy, which is this wonderful ability to take happiness with the happiness of others. And as we do this over and over, and you know, it may just be a segment of our daily sitting, that we turn our attention to the physical feelings of these hamster wheel stories going around in our minds, we develop the ability to allow really powerful feelings to pass through, to be processed, and not be this thicket of undergrowth that's impenetrable in our lives, and develop this ability in our daily lives to allow ourselves to feel deeply and not get lost as we progress through our lives. Thank you.